Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. Happy Monday! How was your weekend? Have you gathered enough energy to survive the following week? I think the best way to recover from a tiring week is to stay in bed napping or binge watch Netflix all day. Even if we don't step out of our house on weekends, we still need to contact our friends and family. And the most popular way to communicate these days is by text messages. Text messages 就是简讯。Text 是文字，那 message 呢就是讯息嘛，所以 text message 就是简讯。现在如果你只说 text， 也是可以表示简讯的意思。We can make ourselves understood by just typing a few words on our phones. We don't even need to bother using our voice. I know, I am a classic millennial. Speaking of texting, one great tool for texting is emojis, 表情符号. They are cute, and they can really represent how I'm feeling sometimes. Oh, 还有 Line 啊，脸书 Messenger 上的贴图也是很好用的。贴图呢的英文是 sticker， 跟贴纸是同一个字。Stickers 跟 emojis 不一样的地方就是 sticker 它传出去的是小小的图片嘛，那 emojis 呢其实就是一个脸啊，或是一个符号，那是可以放在文字旁边的。Anyways, I love to use emojis when I text. I don't see any cons to using emojis. However, today's video tells us that using the wrong emojis could send you to jail. What? Go watch the video to find out more details. But before that, let's first take a look at our sentence of the day. When it turned up as evidence in a court case, a New Zealand judge convicted the sender of stalking, sentencing him to 8 months in jail. 慢一点再来一次。When it turned up as evidence in a court case, a New Zealand judge convicted the sender of stalking, sentencing him to 8 months in jail. 发音的部分首先要注意的是 evidence 这个单字，重音是放在第一音节，中间的 I 跟第二个 E 发的都是的音 evidence, evidence. 然后呢 judge 这个字的 D 是不发音的哦 judge, judge.然后 stalking 这个字 stalk 的 al 发的是的音，嘴巴半开，并没有 l 的音哦。stalk stalk stalking。再来 months 这个字复数超难念 ，ths 连在一起 ，ths 要多练习 months months。再来最后一个字 jail， 它发的是长音 a， 嘴巴要往旁边张开，然后呢再往内卷舌 jail jail。好的，在念这个句子的时候呢，看到逗点自然是要停顿一下吸口气，然后念到数字的部分，也就是 8 months 的时候，语调可以上扬来强调这个数字8个月，然后在句子的最后要慢慢往下来表示句子结束，像这样 When it turned up as evidence in a court case， 停一下 A New Zealand judge convicted the sender of stalking， 再停一下 Sentencing him to 8 months in jail。现在呢，我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个要看到的是动词片语 turn up。turn up 的意思就是突然出现。For example, a technical problem turned up and interrupted the show。突然出现的技术问题打断了演出。那 turn up 也可以指人啊，到场或出现。She hadn't seen her father for years until he turned up at her 18th birthday party。她在爸爸出现在自己18岁生日派对前，已经很多年没见到他了。有另外一个容易搞混的片语就是 turn out。To turn out 意思是结果是最终成为，像是 taking a sick day turned out to be a blessing in disguise. You weren't scolded by the boss in the meeting.生病请假真是塞翁失马焉知非福，你没有在开会的时候被老板骂。 A blessing in disguise 意思是隐藏的礼物， turn up as a blessing in disguise 结果是隐藏的礼物，那意思就像是我们中文说的塞翁失马焉知非福。第二个单字我们来看到 courtCourt 是名词，意思是法庭、法院，或是全体出庭审判的人员。I'll see you in court if you don't stop stealing my stuff. 你再偷我东西，咱们就法院见。Court 也可以指网球、篮球等运动的球场啊、赛场。For example, the match is heating up on the basketball court. 比赛在篮球场上越来越激烈。Heat up 就是加热，指变得激烈。那激烈的辩论或者是讲话讲得很激动，就是 a heated conversation.第三个单字我们来看到 convict， convict 是动词，意思是在法庭上宣判某人有罪或是证明某人有罪。使用上呢是 convict somebody of 后面加上罪名，像是 robbery 抢劫， arson 纵火， murder 谋杀，或是 fraud 诈欺。 像是 the man was convicted of murder, 那名男人被判下谋杀罪，或是 the jury convicted the company of fraud, 陪审团宣判该公司犯下诈欺罪。那如果把重音放在第一音节 convict, 它就会变成名词，意思是已决犯、既决犯或是囚犯。Two convicts have escaped into the neighborhood, posing a great threat to the community. 两名囚犯逃进了住宅区，并对该社区造成威胁。下一个单字我们来看到 stalk. Stalk 是动词，意思是跟踪或是悄悄地靠近。For example, you have to be careful and make sure that no one is stalking you when walking alone on the streets at night. 夜间独自一人在街上走路时，要确保没有人在跟踪自己。Stalk 也可以指在一段时间内非法的跟踪或骚扰。The woman called the police as soon as she found out her ex-husband had been stalking her. 那名女士在发现自己被前夫跟踪骚扰后立刻报警。最后一个单字我们来看到 sentence。 Sentence 在句子里面当作动词使用，意思是法官宣布判决或是宣判，像是 the judge sentenced the serial killer to death， 法官判决那名连续杀人犯死刑。那它也可以当作名词使用，意思就是判决、判刑、刑罚。 For example, he has been released after serving a 10-year sentence， 他在服刑十年后被释放。我们再来念一次句子。When it turned up as evidence in a court case, a New Zealand judge convicted the sender of stalking, sentencing him to 8 months in jail. Now you know you have to be really careful when you text your crush with emojis. Don't be mistaken for a stalker. Alright, that's it for our lesson today. Do you like to use emojis when you text? What is your favorite emoji? Leave a comment to let me know, or just leave an emoji. And of course, don't forget to record your own challenge before you type in your go-to emoji. Thank you for listening. See you next time.